98.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
And I heard one lady one day, as they rolled her in the wheelchair, came up to the front. Somebody said, what can she do but praise God? She raised her hand. Got up there and she said, Lord, I need a miracle right now. Lord,
God bless you. God bless you to all of our radio audience. As you're listening to this broadcast, and listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed and and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Waiting to be operated on. Somebody don't know what the problem is. Somebody standing there saying, doctor.
And may the Lord bless and keep all of my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, my friends, this is Reverend Gregory here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia.
The miracle, oh Lord.
Miracle, miracle. Right. Call a friend. Call a neighbor, my friends. You know, some right now have trouble in that home. Some have trouble on that job. Some say, well, Rev, if I had my financial situation together, I'd be all right. You know, some right now have problems with that body. Been to the doctor and, oh, my God, trying to figure out how to stop some of these sicknesses. Yes, my friends, those of you with that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, those of you that have that problem with diabetes, yes, you, sir, that have that problem with that nature on vacation, yes, you right now that have that problem with that kidney. You know, back in the days of old friends, there used to be someone that could always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back board it, steepen and strain it, so that they can go back off into the woods, up to the fields the next day. Yes, my friend, some say, well, Rev, I have so many pills in my medicine cabinet, I don't have room for my toothpaste. Some of you right now, my friends, have been trying to get rid of that arthritis and that gout. Some of you, my friends, have been dealing with so many different ways and still have not seen success. If I cannot help you through the power of God, I'll show enough to God will not harm you. Yes, you, my friends, that have that court case pending, and you know it does not look good. You, my friends, that have that situation on that job to where there's no peace on that job, no success. You that have no peace in that home. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2454. 844. Yes, my friends, we've been around for a mighty long time and glad to be with you here on another year, my friends, here in your area, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, asking you, my friends, not to give up, no matter what it is, when it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there's always a way being made out of no way for God's children that are in need. Again, friends, write that telephone number down. That's 404-212-2444. Yes, you that are dealing with unnatural problems. Some say witchcraft and voodoo. Some say right now I have trouble with those that are throwing that stone and hiding that hand. Those that are throwing those stumbling blocks right there in front of you. Those that are praying against you right there in your very own area. Friends, write that telephone number down. And those of you that are writing, my friends, get your pencils and your paper ready, my friends. Oh, my God, after this testimonial here, I'm going to give you that mailing address. Again, telephone number 404-212-2444. My friends, when you write, I'm going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil, a very special prayer cloth, and a cross for you to keep with you to pray over those situations throughout these days that we're facing. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. You might know someone that's trying to come off of drugs and have been going through it. You might know someone that have been different places, even yourself, trying to overcome those situations, and it seems that Satan has beaten you to the doorknob. My friends, don't give up. Oh, good God. My friends, again, when you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Write that number down, friend. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own telephone number.
You've been here, you've seen a change in your home.
Yes, I've seen a tremendous change since I come to see Reverend Gregory there. And then the Lord have fixed things. I used to have no peace in my home. Used to be down and out all the time. Sometimes I wonder now, since I come to him, how things change so quick, you know. The law can change anything he wants to, I guess.
You said one time there's so much hell raising in that house, you had to stand outside and sing to yourself.
That's right. Sometimes I didn't even want to go home. You know, that's mighty, mighty bad.
Yeah, it is. Yes, sir. All right. Well, tell me, would you suggest anybody else that had a problem?
I suggest anybody that's got a family problem, any kind of problem, come to Reverend Gregory. I think he can straighten them out there. It won't take him all the way to do it, him and the Lord together.
God bless you. God.
Yes, my friends. You know, sometimes we see situations around and it takes us where we are, taking a boat and don't know what to do. Don't know whether to give up or just stand and cry. You know, my friends, if you feel forsaken, I'm going to show you. You can turn it around. You can receive that salvation through that light, and all you have to do is keep that prayer in your heart. But right now, I'm going to ask that you join us for 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies, my friends, for as far as my voice can be heard, with just 1 minute of silent prayer. Lay your hand on that radio. Lay your hand on that Bible. Hold your friends' hands as we do before we leave town to visit different places. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus, with the blood of Christ in your heart.
And I'll pray for you. Ever see me through? So pray for me. If you pray for me.
Bishop King Solomon Burke speaking to you. And I am just blessed today to know that you out there in Radio Land are being blessed right now. There's a miracle waiting with your name on it, and all you have to do is come and claim it. I thank God for my godson, Reverend Gregory, who's in the miracle blessing business. God is really using this young man. People are being healed and delivered and touched. Bodies are being conditioned and turned around. Minds are being changed. Homes are being blessed. People are coming back to the new way of Christianity and knowing that God is their deliverer and savior. You too that are mixed up and confused and jinxed and voodoo and all messed up with bad luck, God can work that miracle for you. Would you trust in yourself and let God come into your life right now and do something special for you? Yes, some of you that are sitting there right now or riding in your car right now need a blessing right now. You need something special for this holiday. You need something for your home. You need a job. You need your body healed and touched. I want you to know that you too can be blessed. Would you look up and live? Would you just turn your mind around? Would you turn your heart around and turn your life around? Would you just ask God to remove those drugs and demonistic things from your home and your... You too can be richly blessed. God bless you. We're going to be praying with you. And Reverend Gregory, I'm here, and I want you to know that I'm standing by to pray with you and help you in any way that I possibly can. For God is praying with you. And Reverend Gregory, I'm here, and I want you to know that I'm standing by to pray with you and help you in any way that I possibly can. For God is in the miracle blessing business, for there is no failure in God.
Yes, my friends, I'm asking you not to give up. I'm asking you today that are in need to keep your prayers right there with you. Telephone number, friends, once again, is 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. When you write, my friends, put all of those prayers on that letter so we can lay it on the altar. Again, my friends, that's Post Office Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Whatever your cause and you're pleaded for, my friends, I'm sure that God will reward you. Your blessings are right there in your hands. You make one step, God will make two. Jesus said you have not because you ask not, and I'm asking you, my friends, not to give up, no matter what that situation is. Oh, my God, our time is drawing down. Once again, that telephone number is 404-212-2444. When you write me, I'm going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke Oil and a prayer cloth and cross, my friends. Again, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. Those of you that are bringing up children, my friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's out of your reach is something else to get it back. Oh, my God. Again, write down that telephone number, and we're going to be here in the prayer office all throughout the day. Again, friends, this is Reverend Gregory here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything you do, whether you're trying to come off of drugs, whether you have a sickness in your body that's natural or unnatural, whether you have a court case pending, whether your enemies are getting the best of you. Oh, my God, our time is drawing down. You pray with us, and we'll be praying with you. This is Reverend Gregory in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Again, friends, that telephone number, friends, 404-212.